we welcome you live to the court here in West Virginia as the Monmouth University men's basketball team begins year number 4 under head coach King Rice, and they will do so in one of the toughest places to play in all of the nation. We are in Morgantown, West Virginia for tonight's matchup between the Hawks and the Mountaineers, live from the Coliseum on campus at West Virginia University. Alongside Steve Bazaz, I am Eddie Acapinti, and we are proud once again to be able to broadcast Monmouth Men's Hoops on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, the free Radio Pup app as part of the Monmouth Digital Network. And Steve, we come in to game one in the 2014-15 campaign. A Monmouth University squad with a ton of expectations coming into year four for Coach Rice, opposing a very good West Virginia team under legendary head coach Bob Huggins. But I know I echo the sentiments of a lot of people around the Monmouth program when I say basketball is back.
Basketball is finally back, Eddie, and it's very exciting. I know there's a lot of buzz around the program, as there should be, with the exception of Tyrone O'Garrow, who transferred. Every rotation player is back from last year. I think that's huge for the Hawks that they have some young guys who played big minutes. Josh James, Justin Robinson, Zach Tillman, Chris Brady. All those guys logged huge minutes last year as freshmen. Now they're sophomores. We'll see how they have progressed after their first year of basketball.
This is our first broadcast on the Shore Sports Network for this basketball season. And our pregame show is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As we come in to this season, Steve, we talked about it. A lot of expectations surrounding head coach King Rice and his Hawks this year. You mentioned all the players that come back. Before we talk about them specifically, the big news came yesterday. You and I were driving down various turnpikes and back roads in West Virginia to get down here to Morgantown, and we got the news that Coach Rice and Coach Paul Mateer, the women's head coach, are both granted 3-year contract extensions. They'll both be with Monmouth University through 2019. We were ecstatic to see the news, and it really is a great show of faith from the athletics department and the university and what both Jenny and King are doing. But as you come into a season with expectations, that's big, big news.
It's huge news, and we were very excited. When you're around King Rice as much as we are and his whole entire staff, he's a great guy, a great coach, a real teacher of the game. And I think he really gets through to a lot of the players, not only with basketball, but also with things off the court. It's a huge move for Monmouth, and I think it's great for King Rice himself. It takes so much pressure off of him, and it's also great for recruiting. King Rice and whoever he recruits knows that he's going to be here. He's going to be at Monmouth for years to come, and that's great news on the recruiting front. Pressure taking off of King Rice. Now we can just focus on basketball and getting more and more wins for this team, who is trending upward, Eddie. There is a lot of talent on this roster.
And we'll take a look at this roster, Steve, as part of our preview here on our First Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. We go position by position as Monmouth and West Virginia are just about 11 and a half minutes or so away from tipping off the 2014-15 basketball season. Let's take a look first in the backcourt. Take a look at the guards that Coach Rice's team brings back, and we'll give you the starting lineup at the end of this breakdown here. But what do you see? And you watch more practice probably than anyone who's not on the basketball staff. What do you see from this backcourt, some of the guys that you're looking for to make an impact this season?
Well, I think the first guy is Josh James. He had a great freshman season. Last year, his numbers, he was 8 points per game. He didn't shoot great from three-point range, 23%, and only 51% from the foul line. You want to see that get better. You want to see more of a pull-up jump shot from him. But he is such a stud in transition, so good going to his right hand, getting to the rim. He's a tremendous basketball player on both ends of the floor, and he makes basketball winning plays. He has great basketball instincts. I look for him to take the next jump and maybe even be Monmouth's second leading scorer. Andrew Nicholas has been banged up a little bit in the preseason. Maybe Josh James is the guy who assumes that, who takes that second scoring role.
You also then take a look at another freshman that started a ton of games a season ago in Justin Robinson. Justin is back healthy right now, and he would have been a player we mentioned in our injury report, but Justin full healthy and ready to go, and we would like to thank Barnabas Health for their continued sponsorship on our pregame show here. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Take a look at some of the backcourt players as well who will come back. And depending how you classify him, Deion Jones is listed as a guard. Ellis DeMore is a small forward with this lineup for Coach Rice. Max DeLeo is back, no doubt, earning a scholarship this year and a player who just makes winning plays whenever he's on the floor.
Max had a phenomenal season last year. He became a knockdown three-point shooter, a guy that was, his first 2 years was more of a energy guy off the bench, defense, getting steals, making things happen with his energy. He came in and he was an offensive presence in his junior season. If he was open from three, he took his time, he knocked it down. He almost shot 50% from three last year. That was a huge jump from his sophomore season. You also mentioned Justin Robinson. Keeping him healthy is going to be huge. He broke down towards the end of last season. He needs to stay healthy. He's the floor general for this team. Everything runs through him, especially in the secondary break transition offense.
The freshman who looks to see the most time in the backcourt is Austin Tillman, 6'1", 215-pound product, a physically imposing player. We'll definitely see a lot of this evening here against West Virginia. Some of the other players who will add depth, Bayshawn Mickens, and freshman from Oceanport. I believe he's an Oceanport kid. Danny Polari, Shore Regional product on the roster for this season. Also walking on for his senior year, Mike DiLorenzo on this team as well. Two guards who won't see the floor this season, or at least for the first semester, will be Micah Seaborn, as well as Jalon Hornbeek. Jalon will sit out the full year after transferring from the University of Oklahoma. Take a look now, Steve, at our front court players, and we'll kind of lump the forwards and centers in together. There's a lot of expectations on this group. It's a thin group compared to where they were a few weeks ago at the start of camp. I think because of that, a lot of pressure will fall on the backcourt and the swing players, and we haven't mentioned the Jones-Nicholas scoring duo yet. We start with them as we look at the big guys.
We talked about Josh James maybe being the second scorer. Well, the first scorer for the Hawks is Deion Jones. He burst onto the scene last year, and he's really the do-it-all guy for the Monmouth Hawks. He can take it to the rim. He's a pretty good pull-up jump shot from the mid-range, and he can also knock down the open three. He will be the leading scorer, we think he is the number one scorer for the Hawks. Andrew Nicholas has been banged up a little bit. I don't think he's going to play huge minutes to start the season. He will be playing, but I don't think he'll log the minutes that we saw in conference play last season. I think Red will be eased into the lineup. I'm sorry to cut you off, Eddie. Greg Nowak had another concussion during the preseason. He is going to redshirt this year, and that makes the front court awfully thin depth-wise. You have Zach Tillman, Chris Brady, and then you have fifth-year Providence transfer Brees Kofani, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
You are. Brees Kofani joins his program from Providence. That will compose your Monmouth University lineup. As Steve, before we look at this game specifically tonight, and again, Hawks and Mountaineers just about ready to get the 2014-15 basketball season started, want to look at the keys to the season, not just the game tonight, but some of, Steve, your keys to the upcoming season here as Monmouth prepares to take on West Virginia. Some of the things we'll be keeping an eye on as this 14-15 campaign unfolds.
Well, this is an easy one, and it's really, you could say this is for every team. Health is going to be very important. Nowak being down hurts the depth, especially in the front court. Red was banged up in the preseason with the knee. Max has an ankle from last season that flares up from time to time. Josh James battled food poisoning this whole week. So health is very important. They have to stay healthy. They have to stay healthy in the front court with the lack of depth. And Justin Robinson broke down at the end of last year. But that's going to be the first concern, is staying healthy. Next, progression of the freshmen from last year. We mentioned all these guys. Josh James, Justin Robinson, Chris Brady, Zach Tillman. And then the enigma in all of it, and he wasn't a freshman. He's been in the program a few years. But Colin Stewart, he's going to be a guy that's going to get a chance this year to really have an impact in the rotation. He's got so much talent. Everybody in the program knows how talented he is. He can really have such an impact on the team. I think when he gets going, it's going to be life for the entire team because they're going to see how good he is. He's so athletic. He can really shoot. He can really do it all. Colin Stewart is a very talented ball player. I'm really hoping that Colin has a breakout year this season. And then Chris Brady has started to develop an outside jump shot. We're going to see Chris Brady shoot a lot of threes this season, which he didn't shoot any last year. He's developing an outside jump shot. I think the progression of those guys is going to be very important.
We'll keep an eye on those and many more during the course of this season. Monmouth and West Virginia just about ready to get things rolling. And as we transition now into talking more specifically about this game this evening, I think we have to start with just how dominant this West Virginia team under Bob Huggins. And Bob Huggins, ladies and gentlemen, is a legendary head basketball coach. He has won everywhere he's been. He was most famous for his time at Cincinnati. He's the 21st head coach in West Virginia basketball history. He's a Morgantown native. His teams have been in the postseason 28 of his 32 seasons as a head coach. His 740 wins. Currently, only trail active head coaches Mike Krzyzewski and Jim Boeheim, two names that you may have heard of. West Virginia has won 52 of their last 55 non-conference home games here in the Coliseum. They are also an astounding 96-9 record in home openers all time. Steve, I converse that with a point that you brought up to me earlier today. Monmouth's record in true road season openers is kind of staggering the opposite direction.
Eddie, we had some downtime in the hotel today after waking up early, so we went to the computer and we did some stat mining on our own, and Monmouth is 1-18 in traditional road game openers. So the start the season on the road in your first game of the year, Monmouth is 1-18. And that one win was actually last year at Hofstra.
So that one win belongs to Coach Rice and crew. It was that big win over Hofstra. If you remember, it was Josh James, Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, all their first game in a Monmouth uniform. It was an exciting basketball game. We hope we get 40 minutes like that this evening. West Virginia has one of the best players in the nation on their roster. He will start this evening after some preseason discussion. Would he come off the bench? Would he start? And 6'1 senior Jawan Statton, the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, an All-American candidate, Steve, will start this evening. He's a projected first-round draft pick in the NBA. He'll get a start in a very small West Virginia lineup tonight. And to really touch on it quickly, one of the best players in the nation, hands down.
Yeah, he is a true talent. He's a guy that actually doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He only shot 15 threes last year, still averaged 18 points per game. He does it all. He distributes, he rebounds, shot almost 50% from the floor. He's a big-time talent and a guy that the Hawks are really going to have to try to slow down tonight.
Your starting lineups this evening, first for the visiting Mountaineers from West Virginia. They will go with a very small alignment, three-guard alignment. It'll be Jawan Statton in the backcourt. Last year, 18 points per game, 5 assists per game, one of the best players in the nation. He'll be joined in the backcourt by junior college transfer Jayshon Page, a theme on this West Virginia team. A lot of JUCO players under Bob Huggins. Jayshon Page led West Virginia in scoring in their exhibition game. A highly touted freshman from Baltimore, Daxter Miles Jr., will get the start as well. He and Statton kind of dual point guards in this lineup. The two front court players, both experienced, both good. Jonathan Holton sat out last season after transferring. He was a big-time player at the University of Rhode Island, an All-A-10 guy in his first campaign. And Devin Williams, a 6'9 sophomore, 8 double-doubles a year ago, 8.7 rebounds per contest. Take a look at our Monmouth starting lineup, which tonight is presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. ServPro, for your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs with 24-hour emergency service. ServPro, EatontownLongBranch.com. Your Monmouth University starting lineup this evening that head coach King Rice sends out to begin year four. The two sophomores, Justin Robinson and Josh James, will start in the backcourt. Deion Jones will start at the small forward position. And the front court will be Zach Tillman playing the four, and Brees Kofani, the Providence transfer, Steve playing the five. And we said it once, we'll say it again, but thank goodness basketball is back.
Eddie, I'm so excited for this game. When this game popped up on the schedule, I couldn't wait to experience this place and this atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see how the young Hawks have progressed into year two.
It'll be the University here in Morgantown. It'll be West Virginia hosting Monmouth University. We are set to begin the 2014-15 basketball season, and we're proud to have all the action for you on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, the free radio Puff app, just search WOBM, as well as the Monmouth Digital Network. Steve, I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't have goosebumps right now, folks. We are ready for this one. We'll step out. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. It'll be the Hawks and the Mountaineers to tip things off to begin the 2014-15 campaign, and you'll hear it right here on your only home for Monmouth Hoops, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
We are here at the Coliseum on campus at West Virginia University in Morgantown. We're just a couple of minutes away from the tip between Monmouth and West Virginia to begin the 14-15 season. And Steve, it's electric right now in the WVU Coliseum. Your keys to the game this evening for Monmouth to hang with one of the better teams in the country. Even though they were picked in the middle of the pack in the Big 12, this Mountaineers team, any Bob Huggins team, is going to be a dangerous and good one.
You're going to need a light here to read my notes, Eddie, as the lights have gone out, as the starting lineups are about to be introduced for West Virginia. First key to the game is going to be rebounding. West Virginia is very physical. They crashed the glass in their exhibition game. They out-rebounded Shepherd University 53-29. Yes, that's a Division II team, but still, they crashed the boards. 53-29 in an exhibition game, including 23 offensive rebounds. Devin Williams played big minutes as a freshman last year. He was 8-7 as a freshman. I'm not going to lie, that really scared me.
they just fired a fake rifle, the Mountaineer did. That was kind of scary.
I did jump a little bit. Devin Williams was 8-7 last year as a freshman. He had 14 rebounds in that exhibition game, including 8 offensive. So keeping West Virginia off the glass is going to be huge. Juwan Staton, we talked about him in the open. 18 points per game, shoots almost 50% from the floor. He likes to get into the lane. He led them in foul shooting attempts last year. He likes to get to the line. Guarding him correctly, I would like to see them dare Juwan Staton to take jump shots. So maybe go under a couple screens to start. Dare him to shoot from the outside, because what he wants to do, he wants to break it down. He wants to get into the lane and not only score for himself, but also create for other guys. And then lastly, West Virginia is going to try to press. They tend to struggle to score in the half court. So what they want to do is they want to press. They want to speed you up. They want to turn you over. And then they want to get easy baskets in transition by doing that. They don't really want to beat in the half court. They do struggle to score, especially in conference play when they're playing other teams in the Big 12. So Monmouth's got to take care of the ball. They can't turn the ball over. They have to take good shots in transition. If you're open from three, knock it down. If not, make sure that when you break the press, you attack the rim and really make them pay for pressing.
West Virginia picked anywhere between 6th and 8th in the preseason in the Big 12. Monmouth selected 6th in the preseason in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Just because we're in the middle of football season doesn't mean it's not basketball time, as Monmouth and West Virginia are just about ready to get this underway. Fans, do want to remind you, tomorrow, the Monmouth football team on the road at the number one team in the nation in FCS football, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, tomorrow at 3 p.m. You can hear that game as well as tonight's broadcast of Monmouth basketball on the same stations, 1160, 1310 a.m., ShoreSportsNetwork.com, the free radio Puff app, as well. Our good buddies Matt Harmon and Brian Sweeney will have that call. The whole crew went down today. Greg Vistomi, Gary Kowal, and company. We wish them the best down in sunny, and from what I hear, cool Myrtle Beach. Steve and I had to battle snow, freezing temperatures, weird one-lane highways, and everything else to get down here. But ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for basketball here
Year four in the Coach King Rice era begins this evening. Monmouth and West Virginia ready to get things rolling. We are here at the WVU Coliseum, and it'll be Hawks, and it'll be the Mountaineers. And, Steve, I think this Monmouth team right now is loose. I think they feel pretty confident. And you know what? I think they know how good they can be. And they're still young, but there's a different air around this basketball team.
And there is, and there's a lot of talent in the program. And we didn't even get to mention Brees Kofani enough in the opener. Fifth-year transfer from Providence. He's going to have an enormous role on this team as a rebounder and a shot-blocking presence that Monmouth really hasn't had since, I would say, John Bunch.
I think that's a very fair statement as Kofani ready to jump things up with West Virginia's Jonathan Holton. Holton, the transfer from Rhode Island. Kofani from Providence, the two New England transfers. We'll get things rolling, and West Virginia will control the season's opening tap. Mountaineers dressed in all white, moving right to left on your radio dial. Mountaineers' first possession of the season. Holton, top of the key. Ball reversal left wing, that's Miles Jr. Top of the key, there is Jawan Staten around a screen. Staten throws it top of the key. That's a three-pointer on the way for Holton. His air ball will give it over to Monmouth. 19:37 to go, first half.
Early on, Josh James starts the game on Jawan Staten. I like that matchup by Coach Rice. Size-wise, it's a better matchup for the Hawks.
West Virginia will pick up full. They do so here as Monmouth will have to inbound full. James throws ahead to Robinson. Robinson will attack. Now he'll pull things out and reset Monmouth's offense. No score, 30 seconds gone by. Swings it over to Kofani on the left wing. This is Josh James. James throws to Zach Tillman, top of the key. He's being watched by Devin Williams. Tillman will dribble handoff for Deion Jones, top of the key. Jones with 11 seconds on the clock will now go for Robinson. Justin Robinson calling out signal, six on the shot clock. Top of the key, high ball screen, splits a double team, throws a nice bounce pass down low. Kofani is blocked. The shot clock hit zero before James's attempt. We've played 59 seconds, no score.
Well, it's a nice job by Robinson getting into the lane. Nice patient offense by the Hawks. I really think Robinson should have thrown the ball up to Kofani so he could alley-oop it and throw it down. Instead, the bounce pass threw off his timing a little bit.
West Virginia will now bring things up. Monmouth will stay man-to-man. Coach Huggins looks more like a football coach with his attire, kind of as that West Virginia batting practice warm-up. Mountaineers throw right wing. A triple is up and good for freshman Daxter Miles Jr. Monmouth will break some West Virginia pressure here. Josh James ahead of the pack. Throws it over to Deion Jones. Jones will attack the rim. His layup is good.
Great job by the Hawks breaking the press. Josh James gets into the lane, kicks it to Jones, who then attacks the rim and finishes.
And that's how you want to go at a press. Steve, they say the best way to attack a press is just that, by attacking it. Mountaineers calling out signals here. Dribble handoff. This is Miles. They swing on the left wing. That's Staten. Dumps it down low to Devin Williams. Double teamed right away. Picks up his dribble 18 feet from the basket. Thought he traveled. Throws a cross court pass. Finds its way over in the right corner. Now top of the key, Miles Jr. for three again. That one way off, but a big rebound by Devin Williams.
Devin Williams is 6'9", 255. He's a guy that you have to keep on the glass all the time, as a bug just flew into my face there, Eddie.
I know, and you blocked it off of your mic.
We're battling the elements.
Apparently. Staten double team, top of the key. Throws left wing. Miles Jr. back to Jawan Staten. 17 on the shot clock. Staten into the lane. Stripped by Tillman and a foul. Zach Tillman will be called for the first foul of the season. 17:38 to go, first half.
I think that was a tough one on Tillman. Playing defense without fouling, that's a skill. And the Hawks haven't been very good at that in the last few years, where it seems like they're always in the penalty early on in the half. So I think that's also something to keep an eye on, not only in this game, but as the year goes on.
Mountaineers inbound, 30 on the shot clock. Long skip pass in the left corner. Triple on the way for Jayshon Page. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Miles Jr., and then he's fouled by Josh James. Loose ball foul will go on James. As no, they say no foul on the deflection. They say off of Josh James. Monmouth lucky there, Steve. I thought Josh fouled him.
Yeah, a little bit of contact on that play.
West Virginia inbound. They inbound to Miles. He'll hoist another three. That one way short. Robinson with the rebound. Ahead to Deion Jones. Jones ahead of the pack. One on four. Deion to the basket. And a foul is called. Deion Jones will go to the line for two. With Mammoth trailing 3-2. 17-23 to go first half.
Miles is not shy to hoist him up early on in this game. I think he's already taken three three-point shots. Knocked one down. West Virginia lost their top three three-point shooters from last season. So it'll be interesting to see who fills that role as their outside scores.
Deion Jones will tie this game up at three. Get our first look at Javon Carter, a freshman. Steve mentioned those players. Aaron Harris, Terry Henderson, and Remy Debo, all transferred or left. Harris and Henderson have transferred, and Debo now plays overseas in France. As Deion Jones will give Mammoth a 4-3 lead. Going to adjust the scoreboard here. He made both free throws, if I'm not mistaken, correct? It is 4-3, 17-15 to go first half. Left wing, this is Devin Williams. He pulls for a long two. That one's too strong. Rebound to Josh James. James will push here. 3 minutes gone by. Finds Deion Jones. Jones finds Zach Tillman. Zach Tillman puts it on the floor. Spin to the basket. Lefty jump hook is good. And Big Zach gives Mammoth a 6-3 lead.
How about that smooth move from Tillman? Catches the ball at the elbow. Two dribbles into a spin. Nice left hand.
And right back the other way. Jawan Statton, long two, will cut this Mammoth lead to one at 6-5. Mammoth will try to break the pressure here. Brees Kofani trying to bring it up is stripped, but then Justin Robinson takes it right back. Great play by Robinson. He earns Mammoth his possession here. Hawks leading 6-5.
And not a good play by Kofani. That's not his role to dribble up the floor.
Justin Robinson in the lane. Lefty scoop shot is no good. Devin Williams clears the rebound. His outlet pass is broken up by Josh James, but it will stay West Virginia basketball. 33 on the shot clock. Get our first look at another Mountaineer, and into the game for Coach Huggins is sophomore Tariq Phillip. West Virginia, Steve's gone to the bench three times already. Now Coach Rice will go to the bench for the first time, and sophomore Chris Brady will check in. He'll take out Zach Tillman.
Brady's got a little bit of an outside jump shot now, Eddie. You know, I watch and practice a lot. Early on, I saw him take a lot of threes, and I think my initial reaction was, ooh. But as it went on, he really does knock them down, and he's been pretty consistent. When he gets an open outside shot, he's going to take it, and we're going to see that from him this year.
Mammoth leads West Virginia 6-5, almost 4 minutes gone by. Mountaineers moving the ball here. Left wing, it's his Devin Williams. His entry pass, Brady gets a hand on it. It's Holton now. Double team by Kofani and Brady, and he has to take a timeout. 15:58 to go in our first half. And West Virginia will take a 30-second timeout. Steve will keep things right here. 11 on the shot clock. They're getting the West Virginia coaches are actually upset that the Mountaineers took a timeout. They're still waiting to see if it's a 30 or a minute. They'll take a 30. So, Steve, we've played just over 4 minutes in this season, and Mammoth is leading at West Virginia 6-5.
Well, early on, I like the way the Hawks are breaking the press. They're doing a great job of attacking the rim in transition. Zach Tillman with a really nice move into the lane against a huge Devin Williams. He goes to that left hand and finishes. Zach Tillman's really nice with his back to the basket. So far, I like what I'm seeing. I think that's how we're going to see the Hawks score a lot this year, is in transition. We talked about West Virginia struggling in the half court. Mammoth struggled in the half court, too, last year. We know Mammoth's strength is attacking the rim in that secondary break.
15 minutes, 58 seconds to go in our first half. Still haven't gotten the first media time out of the season. Hawks lead the Mountaineers 6-5. West Virginia ball here.
Defensively, I like that Coach Rice has put Josh James on Jawan Statton. You know, that could be a tough matchup for Justin Robinson size-wise.
Well, now Mammoth will go 2-3 zone on the inbound under the basket. West Virginia first time seeing zone this evening. Pump fake at three. And thrown over in the right wing. Little floater down low is missed, but before the shot, a shot clock violation. The defensive intensity cranking up there. We've reached the first media timeout of the season. Mammoth 6, West Virginia 5. 15:46 to go in our first half. And we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Networks.
Follow Mammoth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Fans, get your 2015 Monmouth basketball tickets today by calling 732-263-5735 or by visiting MonmouthHawks.com. MU 6, West Virginia 5, 15:46 to go in our first half at the WVU Coliseum on campus in Morgantown. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Steve, this Coliseum seats about 14,000, they list. It's a tremendous structure. You can tell it's been their home since 1970. It's got a little bit of lived-in look to it, but it is a phenomenal basketball facility and a full student section across the way from it. Pretty cool atmosphere.
It's a great atmosphere, and West Virginia now in the Big 12. It's a pretty darn good basketball conference with Kansas and Texas and Iowa State, Baylor and Oklahoma. I mean, that's a very, very good league, and this is a great atmosphere for college basketball. The practice facility last night was beautiful. You had pictures of Jerry West all over the place, and the facility itself with the training room they had, too. Just really, really beautiful place.
And we'll get into more of that later in this broadcast as Monmouth will inbound, moving left to right, leading West Virginia by a point. Hawks break the pressure easily. Now they're going to attack. Josh James. Drive and kick. Robinson triple. No good. And loose ball foul will go on Monmouth's Brees Kofani, going up and over the back of Jonathan Holton.
One of my biggest fears with Brees Kofani is foul trouble. He's an aggressive guy. He's going to attack the rim. He's going to get some over the back calls. I actually don't think that was a bad foul by him. He was just being aggressive, trying to get to the rebound. But I do fear foul trouble for him, and that's going to be something that we have to look at with the lack of depth in the front court for this season.
Mountaineers controlling to our left. This is on the left wing. That's Javon Carter. Throws top of the key, and a foul will go as Devin Williams drove on Brady. So that foul will already be Monmouth's fourth foul as Chris Brady picks up his first.
Now, you want your guys to be aggressive. I think too aggressive by Chris Brady there. You got a big man who's outside, not really a threat, and just too much with the hands by Chris Brady.
Hawks go zone on the out-of-bounds here. At the foul line, this is Holton. Turns. Misses the first one. Puts in the second one. Mountaineers take a one-point lead, 7-6. Hawks will break the pressure here. Jones, long cross court, find to James. James ahead to Brady, who throws it down with one hand. Hawks go on top, 8-7.
That's a textbook press break by the Monmouth Hawks. They hit the middle. Josh James, he attacks, drops it off to Chris Brady, who slams it home. Just textbook by the Monmouth Hawks.
On the play the other way, James picks up his first foul with 14:53 to go. He'll take a seat. Max DeLeo will check in for the first time this season. Monmouth 8, West Virginia 7. You know, if fans tune in on the ESPN bottom line, they see that, they go, okay, all right, interesting. West Virginia's countered with Gary Brown, senior, who leads his team in games played with 97. He has it now top of the key. Throws it on the right wing, now dribble handoff. Brown will get it back, 21 on the shot clock. Throws top of the key, Javon Carter. Carter will throw right wing. And that's where Brown is, around a screen from Holton, top of the key. Pulls for three, in and out. Offensive rebound, Devin Williams, but he loses it off of Brees Kofani, they say. They will reset the shot clock. It'll be 33 by the time West Virginia puts it back in.
Now, West Virginia has taken six threes in this game. They're one of six. I think Monmouth will sign for West Virginia taking as many threes as they want. You don't want Staten getting into the lane. You don't want the bigs mixing it up in there. If they want to shoot threes, I think Coach Rice will be very, very happy with that.
We get our first look at freshman Austin Tillman for Monmouth, as well as for West Virginia, number 11, Nathan Adrian, a Morgantown native, as well as number 45, Elijah Macon, a redshirt freshman. Team's going to their benches here inbound. Deion Jones will take it away from Javon Carter. He'll throw it now ahead to Tillman. Austin Tillman, drive, kick to no one in particular, and that will go over to West Virginia as he and Kofani not on the same page. He thought he was going to cut to the basket.
Eddie, I think the pull-up jump shot in basketball is such a great shot. Tillman had a chance there to stop on a dime, raise up, and shoot it. I don't think players look to do that enough, especially in transition like that.
I also don't think, Steve, it's necessarily in Austin's repertoire right now. But he'll hopefully develop that.
Absolutely.
Eventually. West Virginia, top of the key, triple is good. That's Nathan Adrian from straight away. Mountaineers on top, 10-8. Now West Virginia will get into their pressure here. A little bit more of a diamond in one three-quarter court look. Tillman breaks the pressure, and then Deion Jones throws it away, trying to go to Brady down low. That turnover will give it back to West Virginia. They'll counter with Chase Connor, as Monmouth will counter with Andrew Nicholas, the senior. And Steve, that's what this press is designed to do. It's designed to turn you over, as Colin Stewart will check in for Monmouth as well. He'll take out Deion Jones.
How comforting is it for the Hawks and Coach Rice that you're bringing in off the bench Max DeLeo, a senior, Andrew Nicholas, the senior, Austin Tillman? I watched him all in the preseason. He's got so much poise for a freshman. You come in with a second unit, but they're not really a second unit. And Colin Stewart, we talked about how talented he is. So let's see what this unit can do.
West Virginia moving it here up to 13:30 to go, first half. This is Gary Brown. Brown double team, top of the key. Throws it over, as now Connor has it left wing. Chase Connor, one dribble for long, two is good to put the Mountaineers up 12-8.
Connor's points last year were all from three. His first shot of the season was a two-pointer, and he knocked it down.
And here, on the inbounds, the ball goes through Max DeLeo's hands and out of bounds. So West Virginia will get it back. Tillman back in for Brady for Monmouth. Back-to-back turnovers for the Hawks, Steve. Mountaineers feeling it now, up 4, 13-12 to go.
The Robinson-James combination did a very good job breaking the press. So far, this group not as comfortable against the press.
West Virginia, a little four-out, one-in look. Here's the one-in, and a foul on Zach Tillman. He went and got Elijah Macon on the arm. So, Steve, you look at the court right now, and that foul is Big Zach's second. A lot of perimeter players for both teams on the floor. Mountaineers, 4 3-point shooters, and the enormous Elijah Macon, 6'9", 240. He'll go to the line now. Macon will miss his first free throw. Brady will come in. Tillman will sit down. So, Steve, good first 5 minutes for Monmouth. But now, with his second units in, West Virginia on top 12-8.
We see Monmouth going to the lineup with only one big, Chris Brady, in right now, and then the rest are four guards. We're going to see that a lot this year from the Monmouth Hawks, with Red or Deion Jones playing the four.
Right now, the inbound to Max DeLeo. West Virginia almost forcing another turnover as Gary Brown knocked it away from Tillman. And, Steve, I look at the court right now, and who's going to bring it up, Max DeLeo or the freshman Austin Tillman?
Well, it's Tillman's job to bring it up, but against the press, they're going to have to pass out of this. Robinson didn't necessarily bring it up, but Tillman is really struggling right now.
Tillman in a world of hurt. He lost it once. It's now a jump ball on the alternate possession. Monmouth will get it back, trailing 13-8. And just that quickly, Robinson and James off the bench, back into the game. They'll take out Tillman and DeLeo. That's a really tough assignment. First time out for Austin Tillman. Hey, not only is it your first game, it's your first game at West Virginia against a Bob Huggins coach pressure defense.
You're exactly right, Eddie, and he really struggled. And again, the James and Robinson combination was very, very effective against the press.
Now James will look to bring it up. Josh James will dribble around three players. He'll bring it up and now settle it. Monmouth hasn't been half-court in forever. Now they only have 12 on the shot clock. Robinson drive right into the teeth of Adrian and put it in.
And that's a great take by Justin Robinson. We saw him do that a lot last year. He's fearless getting into the lane.
13-10, WVU on top. Gary Brown has it on the right wing. Dribble handoff. This is Page. A lot of contact over there as Phillip loses it to Nicholas. Nicholas. Pump fake, threw it off the backboard. James now has it over to Colin Stewart, who tried to dunk it, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two, with Monmouth trailing 13-10. And I'll even give Colin Stewart just the credit for wanting to throw that one down with two hands.
He's really athletic, and he had the last 2 days of practice, he had some phenomenal days shooting the ball and also getting to the rim and finishing. Red looked like he was banged up on that play as he kind of lost his balance going in for the layup.
Colin Stewart will make the free throw. West Virginia will go line change, and they'll come back with their, I think, their starting lineup. And I believe it is all five starters. Jayshon Page, Jawan Staton, Dexter Miles Jr., Devin Williams, and Jonathan Holton. Colin Stewart misses the second. Hawks trail 13-11. Rebound to Jayshon Page. This is Staton, left wing to Page. Monmouth going with his own look here. Steve matching up a bit out of it. West Virginia throws right corner. That's Jawan Staton. Staton, cross court find to Miles. Bounces in the left corner. This is Page with 15 on the shot clock. Page will throw to Miles. Cross court finds Statton. Monmouth recovers out. Now Devin Williams, 18 feet away, throws it. It's intercepted by Justin Robinson. Robinson to Colin Stewart. Stewart lost it for a second, gets it back, and now he turns it over to Devin Williams. Williams to Miles. Miles, nice find to Holton, who will miss the transition layup. Colin Stewart pulls down the rebound. Let's go back the other way. Robinson, cross court find to James. James to the basket. Will miss it. A lot of contact on Devin Williams, but no foul with 11:25 to go in the first half.
Well, I thought that was the definition of a block right there. Great diagonal pass from Justin Robinson to Josh James to get him the run out in transition there.
11:15 to go. West Virginia on top, 13-11. Mountaineers ball. Statton will dribble to the right wing, wave over Dexter Miles. He'll now dribble to the left wing. That's where Miles is. Throw for Statton, top of the key. Page on the right wing. 8 on the shot clock. Tries to bounce it at the foul line, and James intercepts it. Back-to-back steals for the Hawks. James, alley-oop to Brady. Brady could not catch it, and the rebound's pulled down by Holton.
You know, in games like this where you're playing a Big 12 team, you have to have high percentage plays. Not a good look there by Josh James.
Devin Williams down low. Misses the first one. Second one is no good. Ball squirts out, and it'll be Monmouth basketball with 10:38 when we return. It's been a furious final couple of minutes here, and the Hawks only trail West Virginia 13-11 with 10:38 to go. We'll step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Scala's Pizzeria is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks all basketball season long. For great pizza and more, go visit Faz and Will or give them a call at 732-222-8728 or scalaspizzeria.com. Monmouth trailing West Virginia 13-11. And Steve, right now we take a look at some of the statistics. Hawks shooting 44%, West Virginia 33%. Mountaineers have also taken six more attempts in this first half. It's been sloppy. Monmouth turned it over seven times, and the Mountaineers six times.
I think the press really struggled, really affected the Max DeLeo, Austin Tillman group. And that's why Coach Rice went right back to Josh James and Justin Robinson. And then immediately it paid off as they were getting out in transition. I thought Josh James got hit on his layup attempt. But the Hawks only down two in this game, 10:38 to go. I'm very impressed with the way they're playing and the way they broke the press. And conversely, I'm not that impressed with West Virginia. They don't seem to be very good in the half court. They've launched a lot of threes early on. They're only two of seven, and one of the threes was by one of their second team guys. So I haven't been that impressed with West Virginia and the way they've executed so far, especially their first group.
Monmouth comes out with James and Robinson, Nicholas, Brady, and Colin Stewart. Inbound into the backcourt. Justin Robinson will bring it up. 30 on the shot clock. He breaks the timeline to Colin Stewart. Stewart throws to Brady. It was deflected by Devin Williams and out of bounds. So Monmouth will inbound. 26 on the shot clock.
Coach Rice encourages his guards to throw it up to the bigs. And a guy like Chris Brady's got long arms. He can go up and get it. Colin Stewart's got to put that ball a little higher.
Inbound to Brady. Deflected ball. It's safe from going out of bounds by Jayshon Page. West Virginia will now come back the other way. Dexter Miles throws in the left corner. Now it's Statton on the wing. Statton throws left corner. That is Gary Brown who's come back into the game. Devin Williams, top of the key. 10-10 to go, first half. West Virginia up two with the ball. Dexter Miles throws right corner. Triple try for Jonathan Holton is too strong. And a foul will be called on Justin Robinson. No, they'll call Nicholas for the foul. And here's my question. Nicholas and Robinson are over there with Williams. Those two combined might weigh what Devin Williams weighs. And I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb here and say that was probably a flop.
I thought that was a great box out by Andrew Nicholas on the mismatch there. Really drove him into the baseline side, which was a great play. Williams went down and got the call.
Juwan Statton on the right wing, throws top of the key. Dexter Miles triple is no good. And Nicholas tracks down the long rebound. 9:50 to go, first half. Hawks with the ball, trailing just by two. Robinson around a screen, stutter step. Nice move, pull-up jumper. Too strong. Williams pulls it down for West Virginia.
Not a bad shot there by Justin Robinson.
Don't mind it at all, actually. It was in rhythm. Here he's guarding Statton. Driving kick to Gary Brown. He'll pump it three. Now Devin Williams, 18-footer, in and out. Holton with the rebound, misses the first one. Now Nicholas grabs that rebound. He's double-teamed, and that will go back the other way with the Hawks trailing 13-11. Robinson kicks it to Stewart on the right wing. Back to Robinson as all 10 players are now back. James, top of the key, 18 on the shot clock. Throws on the left wing. Nicholas shakes free, and he is fouled from behind with 9:09 to go. It'll be two free throws coming for Andrew Nicholas. That foul will go on Jonathan Holton.
Not a good foul by Holton. Has, again, read a little awkward in his moves. It just, he doesn't look as fluid as he normally does, and I think got bailed out there by Holton. But drew the foul, now he's got to knock him down.
Nicholas will go to the line. He struggled there a season ago, and here he'll miss his first free throw. Kofani and Austin Tillman check back in for Brady and Robinson. Adrian has come back in for West Virginia. Hawks trail just 13-11. And now 13-12 after Nicholas makes the second. Steve, he's a 71% free throw shooter. That was much better for him than his first couple of seasons. And he comes into the year under 50 points away from 1,000 in his career. Under 9 to go, first half. Adrian left elbow. Daxter Miles Jr. on the right wing. Throws to Gary Brown. Back to Miles. Skip past the Staten. Rise and fire for three. In and out. And the rebound's tracked down by Kofani. Mammoth Biggs doing a good job on the glass. Josh James ahead of the pack. To the rim. No good. But the sophomore from New York will go to the line for two with Mammoth trailing 13-12.
The Hawks look pretty good in this first half here so far, Eddie. And West Virginia has really struggled shooting the ball early on. For the Hawks' sake, hopefully that keeps up so Mammoth can get rebounds and get out in transition. Again, that's their strength. The more missed shots, the more chances that Mammoth can outlet and run. And then you see Josh James get fouled going to the rim.
Steve, I think one of your keys to the game, rebounding. Mammoth is doing an excellent job rebounding against a bigger West Virginia team. You take a look at those statistics, and right now they're only being out-rebounded by the Mountaineers, 12-10.
Absolutely, and again, West Virginia's missed a lot of shots, so they've had more and more opportunities at offensive rebounds, but Mammoth's doing a pretty good job.
James, another one of your keys, made his first free throw. His second one is also good, and Mammoth will take a 14-13 lead over West Virginia, 8:40 to go, first half.
I think there's a lot of surprised people in the building right now.
Two of them are sitting right here. Maybe not surprised, but pleasantly surprised at how well this young Hawks team, even though they're still an experienced team, they are still young, is playing. Adrian has it for West Virginia, throws it into the right corner. This is Gary Brown. West Virginia now will swing it right to left. Left corner, this is Nathan Adrian. Now Jawan Staten has it. Preseason player of the year in the conference with just 2 points in this first half. Picks it out to Gary Brown for three. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Devin Williams. Williams out to Adrian. The three-pointer will be no good. Rebound, Miles. His putback is blocked by Kofani. Devin Williams down low is fouled on the way up. 8:03 to go. Couple of free throws coming as Austin Tillman will get called for his first collegiate foul.
Eddie, West Virginia is ice cold from the outside. 22% from the floor. 5 of 23, 2 of 12 from 3. But they keep getting bailed out there, especially on that possession with the offensive rebounds. This time, Devin Williams is going to the line for two.
Williams last season, fourth leading scorer on this team, 8.7 boards a game, 57% free throw shooter, swishes his first. Number three, Max DeLeo. DeLeo will come back on for Mammoth. Max's family's down here in attendance this evening. Saw his mom and dad. Always good to see them, as well as the Nicholases made the trip as well. Williams goes 2 for 2. We're tied at 14. He'll sit down in favor of Elijah Macon. My mistake, it's 15-14 West Virginia, as Nicholas will inbound. Inbound to Deion Jones. Now, Max DeLeo will cross the half-court timeline, under 8 to go, first half. Here's that lineup again without James and Robinson, who's going to handle. It's DeLeo, top of the key. Throws it over to Austin Tillman on the right wing. Tillman being pressured by Gary Brown. Tillman will be called for the offensive foul on the push-off.
Tillman really struggling right now. against West Virginia. They're big, they're long, they're athletic, and they're very, very quick. Tillman is a huge specimen. Speed's not really his thing, and right now the speed of this game, I think, is affecting him.
7:46 to go first half. West Virginia leads Monmouth 15-14. 7:46 to go. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, nightly entertainment, and the best wings around. Whether you're watching college or NBA basketball or NFL football, or you want them to cater your next private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. West Virginia leading Monmouth Steve 15-14, 7:46 to go in a very competitive first half. And I think my biggest takeaway, first 13 minutes or so, is the ones against the ones. Monmouth starters against West Virginia starters has been the key. And the Hawks, I'd say right now, their starting five outplaying the Mountaineers starting five.
I would completely agree. And going over the stats, again, West Virginia very cold from the outside. And that's something we talked about. They're not a great half-court team. They want to turn you over. They want to get easy baskets. And they really rely on Juwan Staten to score. And he hasn't done much of that right now in this game. He's only got 2 points, and he's only shot the ball twice. Monmouth is shooting 40%. They only have 10 field goal attempts. They're 4 of 10. West Virginia is 5 of 23. They have 10 offensive rebounds, but I'm surprised by that stat because I don't feel in this game that Monmouth is getting dominated on the glass, but West Virginia does have 10 offensive rebounds.
Mountaineers bring the ball up as Monmouth will go back to man defense. Now Juwan Staten, the preseason Big 12 player of the year, is being guarded by Max DeLeo. Throws it into the right corner to Miles. Now they swing it right to left wing, Gary Brown. Top of the key, Nathan Adrian. Adrian throws for Staten on the right wing. Staten, double team, top of the key around a screen, and he's fouled by Andrew Nicholas. That foul will be red second. And that will also be Monmouth's ninth foul. So it'll be 1-1 here for Juwan Staten. And I thought he gave a little shove with the offhand.
And I think Red was a little late in his hedge, and Staten was able to just get around him enough where Red had to put his hands on him and get called for the foul. Again, the point of emphasis in college basketball, you put your hands on him on the outside, they're going to get called for a foul. And again, Monmouth in the penalty early on in the half. It really comes back to bite you.
Well, that was something we saw a season ago. Monmouth would get in the penalty so early in games. Brady comes in. Nicholas will take a seat. And, Steve, I think the coaches will tell Nicholas, you were okay. Just take a better angle. You don't have to necessarily do that hard hedge like 90s Knicks style, but kind of open up a little bit.
Absolutely. He was angle, and I think he was a little bit late. And and those are the little things, you know. He's a little bit late, gets called for a ticky-touch foul, and now West Virginia's going to the line and getting points out of it.
And not only going to the line for points, but statting the player shooting. This is what good players need to get rolling potentially. And if he gets a couple of free throws here, and he does make both of them, you don't know what that could mean for him as the Mountaineers now lead 17-14, and Kofani to inbound. He'll get it into Max DeLeo. DeLeo's pass hits the back support as he tried to return to Kofani. That turnover will give it back to West Virginia as Josh James will come in, and DeLeo will take a seat. Remember, Steve, he got banged up in that exhibition win against Wesley, too. So Max DeLeo hasn't had the full complement of practices as he's used to.
And Max and Andrew Nicholas have both looked just off. Their timing hasn't been great. And that lineup of Tillman, Andrew Nicholas, Max DeLeo, they really have struggled with the press.
Hawks going 2-3 zone here on the out-of-bounds. 7 minutes to go in this first half. West Virginia with the ball, leading by three. Juwan Staten has it top of the key. Goes left elbow. Macon throws left wing for Miles. Too strong. Adrian offensive rebound, and he is fouled. 6:58 to go first half. Nathan Adrian will go to the line for two as that foul will be called on Deion Jones. It is Deion's first foul.
Early on, I did not have the feeling that the Hawks were getting dominated on the glass. The last few possessions, the size of West Virginia's bigs are really getting to them. And we're going to see the Hawks have some matchup problems. Now we have two bigs in for the Hawks with Brady and Kofani. But when they have to play four guards, they're really going to have to crash the glass.
Jay Sean Page checks in, another one of those junior college players for Coach Huggins. Adrian will miss the second one. Brady gets the rebound. And he'll now clear things to James. 17-14 West Virginia. After Adrian missed two free throws, and then he fouls Josh James with 6:51 to go in the first half. It'll be West Virginia's fifth foul. And that is a foul. A little touch foul out front. Basketball folks, especially defensive guys, don't like that. It was a point of emphasis the year ago. Holton will come in for West Virginia. But Huggins, you could tell veteran coaches. He didn't look at the ref. He looked at the player. He said, you fouled him.
You fouled him. Take your hands off him. Exactly right.
6:45 and counting to go. Monmouth very competitive in this first half. Just trailing 17-14 with the ball. Robinson has it. Now around a Brady screen. Justin Robinson throws into the right corner. This is Josh James. James on the wing with 17. Around a Kofani screen. James going to attack the rim. To the basket. Too strong. Tipped rebound to Jonathan Holton.
That's a very impressive take by Josh James. He's so good getting to the rim, especially going to the right hand. Just got to finish.
Top of the key. Staten flips it left wing to Gary Brown. Now West Virginia throws right corner. Jayshon Page triple. That one no good. James battles the much bigger Holton for the rebound. Holton pulls it down. Throws to Macon. Macon top to Staten for three. And he puts it in. West Virginia with their largest lead up 20-14.
And you give them enough attempts, eventually they're going to go down. And with the player of the year in the conference shooting them, they're especially eventually going to go down. And Staten knocked that one in.
5:56 to go. Brees Kofani called timeout as Monmouth was going to inbound. 5:56 to go. It's 20-14 West Virginia. And Steve, this is the point I was making when Staten was at the foul line. He made two free throws. So now he was struggling a bit. And you know, when a player is not getting what they want, the easiest way for them to get into rhythm is go to the line. He then, after an offensive rebound, as you always say, the best time to shoot a three, able to step into one. He had six all the last season. It's a big one here, West Virginia, with their largest lead.
And he's doing what great players do. He's scoring when he needs to score and get buckets for his team, because they were really struggling. And he gets to the line, he puts two in, and it, like you said, off the offensive rebound, he knocks down the wide open three. So he's putting his team on his back, like it looks like he's going to have to do all season long, because other than him, there doesn't seem like a lot of guys who can really get their own shot on West Virginia.
I would agree with you. And it's a lot, remember, a lot of new faces, a lot of JUCO guys, a couple of freshmen. So they'll definitely get better as the year goes on. And they have the luxury of having one of the best, you know, maybe 15 players in the country on their roster. Hawks will inbound with Kofani. Kofani will look to get it in. He does to James. He's way in the corner to Kofani. Now he finally throws up to Robinson, 30 on the shot clock. Robinson, nice little move. He'll get into the lane. Now throw to Brady. Little jump hook from Brady is good to break that West Virginia scoring run. It's now 20-16.
Great job by the Hawks there. Showed some patience. Justin Robinson dropping it off to Chris Brady. And he's very good going to that left hand with the baby hook.
I also believe, Steve, we're still waiting for that under 8 media timeout, which we haven't gotten yet. Staten throws at the right elbow. Devin Williams gets Brady in the air. Williams is blocked by Brady from behind. Nice play by Chris Brady. Deion Jones will now walk it up for Monmouth, which trails 20-16. That's a great defensive play by the sophomore. James being watched by Gary Brown. High ball screen from Kofani. James will turn the corner. Now top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Steps into a jump shot here and knocks down the long two to cut that lead to 20-18.
And if Josh James can hit that shot consistently, that's going to be a huge weapon in his arsenal. I thought he had an alley-oop chance to get to Kofani, but nice job by the Hawks. Robinson and Josh James have been absolutely phenomenal.
They've been great, just like the first game a year ago at Hofstra, if you remember, in their first collegiate game. MU just down 2, 4:40 to go, first half. You just wonder how many minutes they can go in game one. Staten. Carter. Now Gary Brown on the right wing. Steps into a long two. Contested by Robinson. Good box out by Deion Jones. Hawks can now tie this one up with a two with 4:20 to go.
I know Coach Huggins can't be happy with that shot. Awful shot by Brown. Just bailing the Hawks out there. One dribble pull up with a guy in his face.
I mean, Bob Huggins rarely looks happy, but right now he looks out and out displeased. James, step back two for the tie. Too strong. Brady tips the rebound to Kofani. James in the left wing now. 4:05 to go first half. Around a screen. Throws it to Kofani. Kofani's going to drive. Reverse layup is no good. But Brees is fouled. And he'll go to the line. Jonathan Holton will be called for that foul. And we'll go to the timeout. Hawks trailing 20-18. 3:58 to go in our first half. We'll step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
College basketball fans around the country might be a little taking notice here of what's going on in Morgantown as Monmouth trails West Virginia just 20-18 with 3:58 to go in the first half. Fans, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by calling 1-800-822-9770 or visiting app.com/subscribe. And please stay tuned. At halftime, we'll be joined by our good friend Josh Newman. Made the trip down. He'll be joining me at halftime. We'll get his thoughts on the opening half of basketball. We have too much fun, I swear, these broadcasts. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Octopinski, proud and happy to be broadcasting along the airways of 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and the free radio PUP app. Steve, Brees Kofani will go to the line for two on the other end of this timeout. Right now, I don't think you can be happier with the way Monmouth has played throughout the first 16 or so minutes of this game.
The stats are pretty amazing, too. Monmouth is shooting 43%, 6 of 14, 14 shots. West Virginia is shooting 21%, 6 of 28. They've doubled up the shot attempts on the Hawks, and that's really because of turnovers and offensive rebounds. But with that said, Monmouth's only down two with Kofani going to the line, and that was a really nice drive going baseline, going to his left hand, and then going up strong to finish.
Yes, Kofani will go to the line. The Providence transfer steps right into the starting lineup in game one. This will be his only season in West Long Branch. He graduated from Providence, doing his fifth year with Monmouth. And you know, Steve, you said it. We didn't talk about it a whole lot in pregame. We'll have a lot of time these first couple of games, but his experience will definitely be needed as he hits the first free throw.
Tyrone O'Garrow transferred, and Kofani comes in, and he's going to basically fill that spot, the four-man spot that Tyrone O'Garrow was in last year. The difference, though, is that Kofani's probably 4 inches taller and a lot longer, so he brings a real shot-blocking presence to this team, and I think he's going to be a huge help.
Now he played 4 years in the Big East already, or 3 years in the Big East. As he misses his second free throw, West Virginia brings it down. Justin Robinson deflects, and it'll go off of Justin Robinson. It'll still be West Virginia ball. So after Kofani goes 1-for-2, West Virginia leads Monmouth 20-19, 3 minutes 48 seconds to go here in our first half in Morgantown.
West Virginia has also put up 15 threes. They're 3 of 15. Monmouth only 1-3 so far, 0 of 1.
Inbounds to Jawan Statton, and Steve, to play devil's advocate, I look the other way. I'd be concerned that West Virginia is shooting so poorly and still leads by 1.
Absolutely. You got to think that they're going to improve from 21% eventually. If not, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, it's a matter of time before I think Bob Huggins starts calling half-court plays. Page downloaded Devin Williams. Too strong. Dunk follow is missed off the front of the rim. And that was Jay Sean Page, as that will go back the other way with the Hawks trailing by 1.
Kofani's presence in there played a role in getting the missed shot. Now Monmouth back here on offense.
Can take the lead with a bucket here. 3:10 and counting. Huggins all over the officials. He's a big, intimidating man, by the way. 3 minutes to go, first half. James dribbling between the circles. Bounces it on the left elbow to Kofani. He faces up. Kofani, put on the floor a couple of times, loses it, now gets it back. Goes to Robinson. 3 to beat the buzzer, and he buries it. Monmouth on top, 22-20, Justin Robinson.
Justin Robinson bailing his team out. Poor possession in that set, but he gets the ball from Kofani with 1 on the shot clock, and he bangs down a 3, doing what point guards do, really bailing his team out when they need it.
And back away, a foolish foul on a player who you think is beyond that. His fifth-year player, Brees Kofani, picks up a foul. He bumped the cutter, Gary Brown, and Steve, it's like football. If you extend the arm, you're going to get called for pass interference. You're also going to get called for a foul, and I saw Kofani do it. So even if he didn't make contact, that's what it looks like. And he's too smart for that, as the first free throw is missed by Gary Brown. Nicholas in, Kofani out, so Monmouth will go to a smaller lineup here, leading 22-20 in a very quiet and, I think, confused WVU Coliseum.
Monmouth going with the four-guard set. West Virginia also has four guards on the floor, so right now Williams and Brady, the only bigs in the game. Another short free throw attempt, but Williams all over the glass there.
Devin Williams pulls it down and then falls down. And they're going to give the ball to Monmouth. They did not buy the Devin Williams flop, as He acted like Brady bumped him from behind. Devin Williams, I might go tell him this at halftime, Steve. He's 6'9", 250. Play 6'9", 250.
He is a big man. He is a big man. And he did try to fall and flop and get the call there. Smart play. He was trapped in the corner, but no call.
Hawks break the pressure easily. Nicholas for three. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Jawan Statton. Statton will push with 2:25 to go. Open three in the corner. West Virginia misses another one. Devin Williams knocks it off of Deion Jones. It'll be Mountaineers ball. That three was missed by Jevin Carter. Now 3 of 16 from 3.
And they continue to launch, and a quick shot in transition, too. I can't think that Huggins is going to be happy with those shot selections.
We'll take a look at him right now. You think he looks happy?
He does not look very happy.
2:15 and counting to go. Coach King Rice opposite legendary head coach Bob Huggins in this matchup. Hawks in his own look here. West Virginia swinging it around the perimeter. Jayshon Page, top of the key. Jawan Statton, 2 minutes to go, first half. Statton around a Williams screen, left wing. Another triple try. This one on the way for Jevin Carter is missed. Deion Jones pulls down the rebound. Hawks leading 22-20 with the ball. Jones driving kick to James. James finds Nicholas down low, and he misses a wide open layup right into the arms of a West Virginia player.
And those are the plays that you look at in a close game against a bigger team. You have to convert wide open point blank. Great pass from Josh James. Got to make them.
Driving to the basket, losing it off of Chris Brady, was West Virginia's Tariq Phillips. Chase Connor comes in. It'll be Mountaineers ball, 94 seconds to go, first half. Hawks lead 22-20. Can't miss the easy ones when you're trying to pull off a monumental upset. Mountaineers swing the ball all the way around the perimeter, and it'll be a travel in the left wing. Jayshon Page, the junior college player, shuffled his feet. Hawks get it back up by two. It's been a really admirable first half played by Monmouth as they lead 22-20. Nicholas breaks the pressure. Bounce pass ahead to Josh James. James to the basket. Will put it in off the glass. Hawks lead 24-20.
What a crafty move by Josh James. He's so good going to the rim. Slows down, then gets into his footwork for the layup and puts in a little floater. What a great play.
He leads Monmouth with 6. 1 minute to go. Did you think you'd have Monmouth 24-20 here? Devin Williams off on a shot. Offensive rebound, West Virginia. Put back is blocked. Devin Williams blocked by Brady. And Nicholas pulls it down. Under a minute to go. And Monmouth up 4 with the basketball. Monmouth out West Virginia-ing West Virginia, Steve, right now. Justin Robinson. There's about a 19-20 second difference between the shot and game clock. 14 on the shot clock as Robinson dribbles. Gets instructions from Coach Rice. Gets a high ball screen from Brady. Robinson spins top of the key. Robinson, beautiful little shuffle pass to Nicholas, who lays it in. Hawks on top by 6.
And credit Red there for getting to the open area as Robinson drove to his side. He slid underneath the basket to the left side. Found an open spot. Great pass by Robinson.
Tariq Phillip picks up his dribble top of the key. Throws left corner. Chase Connor for 3. An air ball too strong. Devin Williams is fouled on the putback with 4 seconds to go in the first half. It'll be Chris Brady's second foul. And Devin Williams will go to the line with Monmouth leading 26-20 at West Virginia. That pass from Justin Robinson, the possession before Steve, is why, if he stays healthy, he really has a chance to be very, very special.
He's absolutely huge. Such a leader. So good with the ball, getting into the lane. The Hawks have 4 seconds here, so they have time to either catch a rebound, outlet and go, or get into press break. What you don't want to have happen is a turnover here and then momentum for West Virginia going into halftime, because Monmouth right now has all the momentum.
Gary Brown in, Chase Connor out. Devin Williams misses the second. Nicholas pulls the rebound down. Josh James will let fly from half court. Oh, off the back of the rim. And we'll go to halftime in Morgantown with Monmouth leading and shocking the college basketball world, at least for 20 minutes, over West Virginia, 26-21.
Oh, what a great first half by the Monmouth Hawks. West Virginia, Eddie, is shooting 17% in the first half. You've got to think that that's going to get better in the second half, so Monmouth's got to even play better when they take the floor again. But right now, Monmouth, 47%. West Virginia, 17%. 3 of 18 from three-point range. They keep launching them up there, and they're missing. And right now, Monmouth is getting the ball. They're trying to get out in transition. And Justin Robinson and Josh James have been absolutely phenomenal in this first half.
It's been a great first half for the visitors from West Long Branch. Monmouth has come into Morgantown and through 20 minutes has outplayed the West Virginia University, and they lead 26-21. Fans, at halftime, we'll go over first half statistics, take a look at the MAC scoreboard around the league, as well as sit down with our good friend Josh Newman for a couple of minutes. We'll do all that during our halftime, which our halftime show is presented by Asbury Park Press, your number one source for local news and information. It's the Jersey Shore. The APP is a proud sponsor of Monmouth Athletics. Hawks on top, 26-21. We step out for 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.